Hi, my name is Kise. I am a third-year PhD student in Yongchang Lab. I am originally from Japan, but I came to University of Maine to study lobster population dynamics, especially with regard to how climate change affecting their distribution and habitat quality. So I'm going to talk about a bit of my computer models that I developed in the past few years to how climate change in the climate affecting their habitat quality and distribution. So just want to go give you a quick background of lobster fishery in a bigger scale. Lobster landing has almost tripled in the last 50 years. And as you see, last year, 2015, first time in history, the landing value went over about $500 million. First time in history. This makes the lobster fishery the second biggest fishery behind the scallop and the largest crustacean fishery in the world. And there are many hypotheses why lobster is booming. And one of the key hypotheses is that climate change. Change in the water temperature, change in salinity, are they affecting lobster population dynamics? So that's where my research comes in. Just to go over how sensitive the lobsters are temperature, the lobster is what we call an exothermic species, meaning that temperature is probably one of the most influential variables affecting the life history. As you see, in 2012, there was a massive heat wave that took over the Gulf of Maine. In the same year, we were catching almost 3 times more lobsters in the same season. And that year, the temperature was almost 3 degrees warmer in the waters, in coastal waters, Gulf of Maine. And this is just one instance of how change in the climate conditions can affect lobster behavior, and that seems to affect the fishery outcome. Not just 1 year, we are predicting this long-term increase in temperature. This plot shows the projected change in bottom temperature in Northeast U.S. continental shelf, which includes also Maine. As you see, we are now at 2016, but we are expecting to see that continued increase in the temperature. So, but there are not many studies to help us understand how lobster is going to behave with this changing environment. So my research is to understand how much change we're going to see, this much change in lobster fishery behavior and habitat quality. So my model basically look at how survey data and studies how they're responses to different temperature regimes, different depths, different salinity change, and using that data, we're going to simulate this environment using many different layers, temperature layers, depth layers, sediment layers, and so on. And then the outcome is this simulation and how, where the hotspots are, where the lobster is good habitat, bad habitat, are they moving, are they changing, are they decreasing, are they increasing? Type of analysis that my research gets. So this year, one of my research just got peer reviewed and approved and published. And that shows how between seasons, so upper two maps shows what a lobster hotspot is, what a good habitat for lobsters are. And you can see between seasons, the habitat changes. Lower two maps shows how they habitat quality decreasing or increasing. So the red color indicates that quality of lobster habitat has been increasing over the last 36 years in the spring seasons across the coastal waters of Maine, New Hampshire. But you do also see this upper Penobscot Bay, there's a blue spot, meaning that there's a decreasing habitat quality for lobster in the spring season. This trend, we did not see a significant trend in the fall season because there's not much color differences. So this is one of the first studies that shows how climate change is affecting lobster population dynamics in a very tiny aspect. But we're going to continue this model and approaches to see we can find out more about. And ultimately, we want to forecast what's going to happen in the next 10 years, next 20 years, next 30 years. So that's just my work with lobsters. And I just want to add one more few things. A lot of people question that, are we going to see a big change in really warm years? Are we going to change the big change in really cold years? And can my model predict that kind of change in lobster behaviors? So this is one of the very recent outcomes. So left map shows the projected change in lobster distribution in cold years. And right map shows the projected lobster distribution in hot years. You can see lobster abundance increases as temperature increases. And the cold years, you like to see fewer lobsters at the same time. So this type of analysis help us, the managers and fishermen, understand what's going to happen to the fisheries under different climate settings. So that's my piece of my research that I'd like to share. So next, I'm going to talk about the scallop, and my colleague Mike Torrey, who could not be here, but he is using a similar approach to understand how scallop responds to the different temperature climate scenarios. Give you a quick background on scallop fisheries. So unlike lobsters, scallop fishery has been characterized into kind of boom and bust cycles. So there's up and down in the last 50 years, 60 years. So now we're in a boom cycle. But this is just the United States. But if you look at the Gulf of Maine, for the Maine scallop landings, it has been declining in the last few years. It started to increase, but right now, 2016, we're at kind of like bottom, lower end of landings. Another thing to note is that scallop fisheries, if you look at the landings per price trend in last 7 years, you can see the value of scallop fisheries increasing. At the same time, we're also seeing an increase in active scallop harvesters in Maine. So scallop fishery in Gulf for the Maine state is increasing in value. My colleague Mike Torrey is also looking at how the management measures affect their scallop fishing. Right now, the scallop fishery management is characterized by sequential closures. So they have a zone, and they have area they close 1 year, they open another year. So they alternate, they're rotating the closed and open area to make sure that we have a steady recruitment for fisheries. And this type of management is very effective for immobile benthic species. His scallop model is very similar. He uses the bottom temperature, bottom salinity, depth, and the bottom type. But what's he adding unique is that he's adding a current to make it more accurate habitat map of scallop. The current speed affects the feeding rate of scallop, and it's been really effective simulating how habitat change of scallop by different current speed. So his scallop habitat map is still in a work progress, but you can see how habitat hotspots across the Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and right-hand side map shows how habitat quality has been changing over years. This map shows the change in habitat scallop quality between 1970 and 2013. And you can see there's a increasing trend in habitat, scallop habitat in the Gulf of Maine, coastal water of Maine, New Hampshire, but in offshore it's decreasing. So that is just a quick summary of my research in terms of what we do with the lobster and scallop. And we're going to continue working on how climate change affects these two valuable fisheries in the Maine. So if you have any questions, please feel free to reach me, and I'll be happy to share more information. Thank you.